Okay, that was your new music dose for the day. We started off with Don Flemons doing Nobody Wrote It Down from his new CD, Traveling Wildfire. Then we had Rachel Kilgore doing Ontario off of My Father Loved Me. And last but not least, Zune, a Native American band from Canada, playing music that they characterize as moccasin gaze. Their characterization, not mine. The name of the track was Care, and the name of the record, which I'm probably mispronouncing, is Becca Malingen. Okay, that's going to do it for me. You're ready. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We're going to turn things over to Zombo.
There's a monster on the run, and it wants to have some fun. When it flies up in the air, all the people stop and stare. The guys give a yell, and the girls start to shriek. When they see its giant claws and its razor sharp beak.
Gosh, would you look!
There you be. That's the way to start off a monster show with Monster by Fred Schneider and the Shake Society, even though that song was lifted and put in like, oh, no, that's just Fred Schneider. Now, hey, oh, that's a B-52's song. But actually, it is Fred Schneider and the Shake Society. It's all monsters today. Continuing, and the whole month is going to be monsters. I will be on next week. Even though I will be doing the Living Dead Weekend, I will be hosting, emceeing and interviewing folks at the Living Dead Weekend in Evan City, 55th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead. Yeah, I do that kind of stuff. But anyhow, I don't have to start till 3 o'clock. So I can come in and do my radio show Friday and then dash out to Evan City and then do all the interviews. Yeah. Yes, I'll probably be interviewing you, Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, joining me for the entire month of October, Mr. Tom Savini. As the past 17 years, he joins me all month long of October for my Halloween. You know, he's a local dude, so he must help me. Thank you very much, Tom. All right, let's get back to more music. Yeah, we're going to do Monster Man. We're actually going to do what I consider to be the king of Halloween music, and that is Screamin' Lord Sutch. From England. What a lunatic. What a fun. The original shock rock guy. Before Alice Cooper, before Arthur Brown, before all those dudes, there was this guy terrorizing the audience just by being a screaming lord. And Lord Sutch. Monster Man. You listen to Zabo. How are you bums doing? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Might have another special guest. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're a special guest, Tom, but we'll probably have somebody else join us. We will see, because it's anything can happen on this here radio show, right? Anything can. Most time it doesn't, but it can. It can. All right, Monster Man, Screaming Lord Sutch, dig in, dummies. WRCT, Zombo in your brain.
This crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized. Then she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the most, did the most. I'm his number one fan.
Yes, I've fallen in love with this monster man.
Wouldn't go where this guy has been. He was growing green hair on top of his lid. Just a crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
Was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kind of short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. When it comes to the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in
a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, cause I'm Dracula's sister.
All right, that was like some kind of, it comes up as a song by The Ventures, like off his Ventures acetate bootleg I got, and it was called Monster Monkey. However, that same song was on Ventures in Space, which was probably like the third dimension, or they gave it a different name. And I don't even know what ventures were even on these records. You'll see some songs that are done by this band called The Frantics. And they did a song called Werewolf. It ended up on this venture. And it's the best Ventures album. Ventures in Space is like one of the best records, probably because the Ventures aren't on it. It was, I don't know if it was Wrecking Crew, probably not Wrecking Crew, but I know Glenn Campbell was on some of that stuff, and Hal Blaine, like the usual suspects, the guys that could just go into a studio and just be monsters about everything. Yeah. So that was the Ventures. And the other weird thing about the Ventures, the label that put them on, Liberty Records, pretty unscrupulous label. The Ventures were, I love this story. The Ventures were on tour. Walk Don't Run was just hitting. And what they did is they wanted to put out another Ventures album while they were on tour. So I think it's the second Ventures album doesn't even have, has guys from the Stock Room on the cover, and they're kind of like holding half a guitar up in their face, or they have part of the drum over their face. I forget what it might be called Walk Don't Run Part 2. But they released a whole album of, I don't know what Ventures, when it's instrumental, you can get away with anything because you don't have to worry about vocalist. And I remember that it was guys in the Stock Room are on, I think it's called Knock You Out, the Ventures Knock You Out or something. Second or third Ventures record. And so it's just hilarious. They could just figure they could put anything. And then they start putting out all these really crummy records, like the Ventures played the songs of Jim Croce. These are real albums. The Ventures played the Carpenters. Just unbelievable. And the Ventures are back, quote unquote, back. And it's like one guy's grandson and some dude that used to, I don't know, tune their guitar, and his brother's nephew, that kind of thing. They have a new album out, which I have like zero interest in, because it's who. But then again, back then it wasn't the Ventures anyhow, so worth a listen. I'm sure it's just like overproduced surf music now, but palatable, overproduced palatable surf music. Yeah, you be with that. Yeah, stop on your brain. Hey, that's right. You, why I oughta? You know I oughta, and one of these days I will. But I oughta. So we're just hanging out, man. If you want any of these shows, zomboco.com, download to your heart's content, listen to your brain's content, all for free, all for you guys, because you get what you pay for. And yeah, nice relaxing weekend. Next weekend, I'll be up at the Living Dead event, hosting the 55th anniversary, interviewing, I'll be interviewing you, Tom. I'm sure you're going to be there. That's right. I'll be interviewing you for like a 10,000th time. And John Russo, too. All those guys. Ooh, man. Yeah, you can't take the zombie out of Zombo, I guess. You know, for a while, I thought, I kind of had my fill. I've done interviewing stuff and these Monster in this Comic-Con events. I've done those for like, a decade. Well over a decade. Actually, I started doing a thing called Fright Vision in Cleveland in the 90s. Which was really, really bizarre. It was one of the first horror Comic-Cons in the area. And it was around 97, 98. And I remember they had Mark Goddard from Lost in Space, the guy that was like the handsome dude in Lost in Space, whatever. Just outrageous drunk. And just, I remember him like coming down, throwing his shoes into the audience and dancing around like a nut. Yeah. Yeah, that's some quality. And Michael Behrman was there, that really creepy dude. That he seemed like, I remember his check bounced before they paid him. And I remember I don't know if he clobbered the guy that ran it or not, but Michael Behrman, I mean, from The Hills Have Eyes. Woo, man, that guy. I tell you, face for horror movies, man. And the guy that ended up running those Comic-Cons back then in the 90s, I think he went to jail for bad checks. But I always got paid cash. Remember that. If you learn anything from the Z-Man, it is get paid cash, get paid before you do your gig. Don't be a dope. Hey, bullying, it's just not for breakfast anymore. You may not witness bullying every day unless you're the mockster and you bully everybody. That's right. He bullies his whole damn station. That's right. What can I tell you? He even admits he's a bully. That's the thing. Because what's his promo? Because this goes hand in hand with his promo. I don't know if you know this or not. But where is that? Yeah. You remember that kid that used to pick on you in high school? He's proud of that. He's proud of being the bully. You know? They gave him a radio show. So you can tune in to hear. I do listen to a show on Friday nights, though. Otherwise, he's going to punch me in the snoot. That's how he gets most of his listeners. That's how he gets most of his listeners. You listen to my radio show, or I'm going to sarbush you right in your cojones. And so that's kind of on his T-shirts. If you ever see the Mock 3, he'll sarbush you in your cojones if you don't listen to his show. He's on Friday nights. That's right, 9 to 9 o'clock at night. I don't know if his encore is the same. But I do not know. But anyhow, he's on RCT, and he's a bully. But how do we shut this bully down? You know, there's no shortage of this in the world. The world's just full of rotten stink and no good bullies. That's sad. There's two kinds of people in the world: rotten stink and no good bullies, and just innocent bystander victims. Mm-hmm. Darn it. Well, anyhow. Tell an adult, or you can call the GM and say the guy's been picking on you. Mm-hmm. The general manager here. Help the person being bullied get away from the situation. That's always a humdinger. That is a great way to get you sarboost in your cojones. My thing is, I'm sorry. I just kind of like, I say I'm a very proud coward. I'm a very proud coward. I see bullying going on. I was like, as mosey on the way. You know, I'm sorry. I see sometimes like somebody getting a purse snatch. I don't, because, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just, there's nothing wrong. And that's the thing. They give coward a bad name. Coward is just somebody that just is minding their own business, wants to continue minding their own business, and just doesn't need the hassle of other human beings. It's not a coward. It's a self-preservation technique. That is what it is. They should teach that. It's self-defense school. How to walk away and go, just walk away from that. And you have, that has to be that song, too. It's got to be, it's got to be that. It's got to be, that is the coward national anthem. I don't know if you know that or not. But if you ever hear that at a ball game, just mind your own business. Don't make eye contact with anybody. And just finish your hot dog and shut up. That's right. So there you go. There's your handy tip. From Z, it is okay to be a coward. It is okay. It's, you live longer, you have a lot less stress and a lot less conflict in your life, and you end up without getting your cojones sarboost. So keep that in mind. You keep that in mind, right? That's a public service announcement from me, man. Just walk away. What else we got in this? What other PSAs? I kill me. There you go. What else we got here? Let me see here. What we got here? Sarcoma. There you go. Sarcoma. Now how to handle sarcoma? There you go. Just walk up. Just don't pay it no mind. Some of these people are like, I think I have sarcoma. And then you're just away from it. And you know what? Eat right. Keep that stress level down, and the next thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Let's get back into the monster music because we got three. That's right, Tom. Three weeks of monster music for you. Usually the whole month of October is some kind of Halloween thing. I've never done a whole month of just songs about monsters. And now I am. I want to play that song. I got to find that song, whatever that song is. Ah, here's a great surf band. Now, these guys actually play their instruments, unlike the Ventures. And actually, there's a Ventures album in Japan, I swear to God. And it's called Digga 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 Digga. Because that's the sound that they, you know, and they call them the Benches. Yeah, because someone was like, hey, you ever hear of the Benches? The Benches, yeah. They have an album called Digga 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 Digga. Let's listen to it. Monster on the Loose. This is from a great band, Mark Malibu and the Wasagas out of Canada. Canada comes up with some of the best surf music. And this is Monster on the Loose. Zombo, where? In your brain. All right, I know you may remember that. I played that last week. That's Danny Hutton. Went on to be, I think, part of Three Dog Night doing Monster Shindig. But that's is an interesting bootleg compilation that came out probably about 30 years ago. There was two of them. One was called Spookorama and Ghoulorama. And I don't know who did these, but they are brilliant. So they got a lot of, like, monster stuff. And a lot of, like, Halloween stuff. And they re-soundtracked it with, like, special effects, or they would take movie trailer sections out of it. And that was a different version of it. Actually, they just probably put, like, some spooky sounds over. But for the most part, it was a brilliant record. And if you ever can find it, Ghoulorama and I think Spookorama or whatever. And it's all one continuous, it's really brilliant. It's one continuous a track. So you have to, like, piece it all together. I found out that, the Melnick is not going to make it in today. He was supposed to be my special guest. I know, so it's just me and you, Tom. And it's not a bad thing. But the Melnick requested Monster Boogie from the Mickey Mouse Club. I don't know. Let's give it a shot. It's only 1 minute long.
Certainly. Go up and then go down. Now stomp like monsters round and round. That's the Monster Boogie.
Ooh, that's the Monster Boogie.
Boo!
Do the Monster Boogie.
Everybody say boo!
stretch out your arms and stretch some more. Now everybody stomp the floor. That's the monster boogie.
Moo! That's the monster boogie.
Moo!
That's the monster boogie.
Moo!
Do the monster boogie.
Everybody say moo!
One more time.
Do the monster boogie.
Everybody say moo!
There you be with that. That was a request from the Melnick, and that was the Monster Boogie from Mickey Mouse Club. And it looked like one of the newer Mickey Mouse Club things, too, because it had slick animation and very good sound quality. Mm-hmm. And probably those voices are people like, you know, Billy West. Who knows who does a lot of these things? Joe Alasky. There's a whole, they're really amazing. They're a whole new breed of voice actors where they actually come in to revoice the guys that died. You know, some guys, okay, well, Dawes Butler died. Who can we have do this? Well, I'll do that. Can you do that voice? Yeah, I did that when I was a kid. Yeah, because I interviewed, what the hell? He does Jake from Adventure Time. And he also does, he was a voice actor, but he would just do these voices as a kid, as a joke, and then all of a sudden, he ends up making a career out of it. John DiMaggio, that's who it was, John DiMaggio, interviewed him last time. Funny dude. But his big thing was Jake from Adventure Time and a couple other things. Oh, at the next Comic-Con, they're having a guy, I forget his name, but he's the voice of Super Mario. So a lot of people really want to get into the voice acting work. Ah, I know you do, Tom. Yes, that's that. You keep at it, buddy. Man of a thousand voices. Ah, and that's one of them. All right, let's want to get back into the monster stuff. So yeah, let's do that. Because I have got 3 more weeks of this fabulous stuff, and to me, it is very awesome that I actually found a new exciting thing to do over the Halloween month. Usually it's like, okay, it's mummies this week, vampires this week. It's just solid monster. Solid monster for 3 more weeks. That's correct. The monster. Here's a great Reggae tune by the Beverly All-Stars. The monster. So a nice little Reggae tune.
It's a monster. A tribute to the late and great Prince Ruff. Ever tough. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Reggae, got soul. I dig for mommy. I say I dig for.
Hey, this is Sunshine Superman. Who are they trying to kid? This is freaking Sunshine Superman. Ah, well.
Yes, the man Prince Ruff was not a mouse. He used to put some pepper in your sauce and let you know that he's the boss with the hot sauce. When I say one, the fun has just begun. But never say two, because then I'll be true with you. Ever wait, cause you're gonna be late, and that musical gate may be closing you. Last time.
up, Flassie. A tribute to the late and great Prince Ralph. It's a monster of a tough.
From the swamp down in Tennessee, a big guy, pretty head, a strip and shot to see. He goes to the dances and dances to the beat, and making slimy green guys to train and find his feet. He's very, very messy, he always misbehaves. The couple to look up by 7 45, bears and got no close friends, I think he must be shy. A bit of unexpected, make his sister cry. But she should die in Hollywood when the car breaks down at night. The big through your window and give you quite a fright.
cops. They caught him in a medley, howling, growling. Now he's living in the cities, enjoying quiet crowd.
Laboratories and arsenals of all civilized nations, the most powerful, the newest, the most devastating of weapons, blast into action in their effort to destroy all monsters.
All right, destroy all monsters.
You say one for the trouble, two for the time.
All right, this is Spoonie G with Monster Jam. That was Destroy All Monsters. And what I heard, I don't believe this, but they said how they made Godzilla's, that sound, they said they got a welder's glove or some kind of like industrial glove, and they ran it down the strings of an upright bass. And then they super jacked up the volume and put a whole ton of reverb on it, and that's how they got that. They say that's how they got the iconic Godzilla cry. And we ain't gonna listen to this. This is lamer than lame. Hey! You. Talking to you. You ready for some more monster stuff? Is Zombo right here in your brain? Look at that. Got 45 minutes in. How many more monster songs? 152 monster songs, and we're going to be spreading those out over the next 3 weeks. Well, this week and then two more. And then it's the Halloween time. Yeah, how many people are going to do lanternfly costumes? Yeah, right. Boy, talk about, yeah. Oh, that was funny for a minute. The first person that said that. That's how it is with human beings. One person gets like a relatively interesting idea, and then it just gets clobbered. It just gets so overdone. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to go as Bill Saluga. That's my costume. Or you can call me Ray. Or you can call me Jay. You can call me Ronnie. That's me. I don't do that. I don't do Bill Saluga. I'm going to get my zoot suit. Or maybe what I'll do is I'll get like a Navy suit, and I'll go as Kippadada. See, that's all about going about. Or I'll just wear a leisure suit and go as Bill Kirkenbauer. How's that? Or better yet, how about this? Go as Gallagher too. Not even Gallagher. Just obscure comedians from the 80s. That would be an interesting party. Go as, you could have someone show up as Judy Tenuta. You could have an Emo Phillips. Because you could have an Andy Kaufman. It would be a great party because it's all character driven, and of course someone could do a Pee Wee Herman. That's an easy out, but I mean if you're gonna dig deep, you know you're probably gonna be wanting to do like a Gallagher too. You know there was a Gallagher too, and he ended up in a big like legal fight with the original Gallagher, who is dead, who is a very very miserable person. He was a very miserable person, you know. And he started his career trying to sell George Carlin the Sledge-O-Matic. You know, he smashes the watermelon with, and George Carlin's like, no, nah, it's okay, I'll write my own material. So that's how Gallagher got started. And then he started getting, popular. But he thought he should be as every bit as popular as George Carlin and all the big comedians. Just didn't have it, you know. So what he did is he had so much material, and his brother goes, his younger brother goes, hey, you know, can I do some of your old act? And he goes, yes, just don't do Sledge-O-Matic. Just don't do that, and you got everything else. So what does his brother do? Sledge-O-Matic. And the rest is history. The rest is history. Well, dumb history. Dumb, boring history. Dumb, boring, uninteresting history. That's my kind of history. History about, like, death, destruction, all that stuff. Oh, man, I see that, and but uninteresting history can't harm you. It can't keep you up at night. It can't make you feel helpless. It can't make you feel like it can't make you feel defeated. That's right. Keep that in mind, friends. Uninteresting, dull history. I created a monster because it is all songs. about monsters today. And this is Glenn Barber, so I'm pretty sure this is a rockabilly tune that's like a 1-4-5 pattern. So it's a rockabilly thing.
I feel like a Frankenstein.
No, this is that's interesting.
I created a monster.
There we go, now we're cooking.
This monster's only 5'2".
WRCT's I'm on your mind.
You better watch out, or she gets you too. Cause I created a monster. A beautiful, beautiful monster. I went out nights all by myself. My baby stayed home sitting on the shelf. Her heart done turned to a piece of stone. Now she's out there all alone. This monster's only 5'2". Hair of black and eyes of blue. You better watch out or she'll get you too. Cause I created a monster. A beautiful, beautiful monster. Wish I had her back tonight. I treat her good and I do her right. But it's too late to stop her now. She's gone too far and I don't know how. This monster's only 5'2". Hair of black and eyes of blue. You better watch out or she'll get you too. Cause I created a monster. A beautiful, beautiful monster. I created a monster. Oh, what a pretty little monster.
Well, there's a whole lot of freedom to feed. You'll be an eater at the Mad Monster Party tonight. Hey, well, the werewolves are out of the inventory grabbing and the vampires can't provide. So hey, it's a swinging and grave. You'll be a digging at the snuggle in our coffin tonight. Hey, well, music's really loud and it makes me kind of proud. Cause I'm rocking with the zombies tonight. There's none.
And you can do it in a lift.
Hey, monster, monster rock. I said, hey, monster, monster rock. I said, hey, monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock. You can do it very clean. You can do it very dirty. Do it when you're young. You can do it when you're 30. Hey, monster, monster rock. I said, hey, monster, monster rock. I said, hey, monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock.
We'll be right back.
London, you can do it in Rome, you can do it in the gutter, you just do it in your home.
Hey monster, monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock, I said it, hey monster, monster rock. Everybody's doing the monster rock.
Hello there, all you living.
Junior, did you bite mommy on the neck good night? Here, boy, here, boy.
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're too tough.
Master, take my brain.
I'll not give you any more blood tonight. No.
Permit me to introduce myself.
I love type O blood.
My monsters?
No, not particularly. I don't like them too much.
Good, good, drink, oh yeah.
Nothing's wrong with RH positive. E-C-D.
So dreary, I was wandering cold and weary, came upon a place most eerie. I was lost and far from home. A big dark house stood in the night. I saw some flickering candlelight. I wondered if it would be polite to see if there was anyone home. I needed some shelter. I pressed the bell, a deadly moan. The door, it opened on its own. I only wanted to use the phone, so I stepped inside. Do you think that was wise? And as I tiptoed across the floor, the boards, they creaked, then creaked some more. I saw a light under the basement door. Maybe there was someone down there. I crept down the basement stairs and hoped it was no monster's lair. But on my legs I felt the hairs stand up on their ends. I think they're trying to tell me something.
Oh, hello. Come on in.
Then I saw the strangest sight. The scary music, flashing lights. A monster disco in full flight. The boogeyman sang boogie nights.
Watch out for the boogie nights. Watch out for the boogie nights.
as my legs began to quake, the wolfman handed me a slice of cake and some lemonade, for goodness sake. Dracula cooked me up a steak on the barbie, extra rare and very juicy.
There's no mummy playing rummy. Werewolves tickle me on my tummy. There's bowls of candy corn and gummies with sugar skulls and bats, yummy. Scary music, flashing lights. The boogeyman sang boogie nights. The monster disco in full flight.
Give it to me thrice. Give it to me twice. Give it to me one time.
Ow! Ghost, but he didn't want my head. He only wanted to know the way to Denver.
I met a devil,
but he didn't want my soul. He only wanted to borrow my bike a while.
I met a vampire, but
he didn't want my blood. He only wanted two nickels for a dime. I keep meeting all the right people at all the wrong times.
And I welcome you to my house.
Klaatu, Barada, Nikto.
Last night I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man, all black and hairy. When he looked at me with his beady red eyes, and I'm telling you, the monster reared his ugly head. With mud and worms hanging from his back, he outstretched his arms and his bones give a crack. It was then that I realized it was time to go, so I dropped my shovel and sprang to my toe. Cemetery with great speed, but he was right there behind me, wanting a fee, a fee.
There you have the Electric Hillbillies doing a Screaming Lord Sutch tune. All Black and Hairy. Yeah, nice monster song. We heard the Mary Shelley Overdrive doing The Monster Demands a Mate. Silverstein. Monsters I've Met. The Wee Scary Beasties did Monsters Disco. Dickie Goodman, the guy that did all those cut-up records in the 1950s, that's a thing called Monster Talk. And we started off with one of the kings of Monster Halloween Rock and Roll. That's Screaming Lord Sutch again doing Monster Rock. The Misfits did Mad Monster Party. Glenn Barber started the setup with I Married the Monster. And I created the monster. And I got to tell you, thanks to the Melnick, he reminded me, as we all should know today, not only October, Halloween month, but it's Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th. And fear of Friday the 13th is triskaidectophobia. And I have a song about that right in your brain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. Triskaidectophobia. It's what my baby's got. Triskaidectophobia is what my baby's got. I'm the hangman's noose. She's scared of the 13th night. I bought her 6 red roses and a 7-course cuisine. Ooh, ooh. I bought her 6 red roses and a 7-course cuisine. Ooh, ooh. She said it won't do, Daddy. Comes to the number 13.
She won't come to my place because I live on the 13th floor.
No, no, she won't.
She won't come to my place. I live on the 13th floor.
There's no button on the elevator.
I can't get no love. She won't visit me no more.
Triskaidectophobia is what my baby's got. Triskaidectophobia is what my baby's got. On the hangman's noose, she's scared of the 13th night.